I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, welcome in on a Tuesday, April 2nd. We're going to give you that Izzo interview later in the hour in case you missed it. I know it was a weird time at 5:45 towards the end of yesterday's show. I don't want to be presumptuous thinking everyone heard it. So we'll get it to you early in today's show. Give it to you at 2:45. Welcome in the crew. We just got done. I'll tell you this. I don't normally toot my own horn this way, but we just recorded a banger. That's right. I think we recorded an outstanding podcast. Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports joined us. Fabulous. One of my favorite pods I've done. I don't normally say that. No, I'll normally tell you it's on radio.com or on iTunes or, hey, if you would, download it, support it. That's great. You don't hear me go out and tell you we're changing the world. Really enjoyed doing this week. A lot of laughs, a lot of ball breaking, and Dan's the best. He kicked off the podcast long ago, i.e. like, I don't know, what, 7 months, 6 months? We brought him back. Final Four talk, lots of good stuff. That'll hit tomorrow morning at 6. I know Sully wants to do the 3-round mock draft. We'll do it at 3:30. He's got all his notes. He'll mine for the best gems out of a 3-round mock. We'll put everything in a fast-paced segment. But where I do need to start, I can't help it. If MSU wouldn't have made the Final Four, I would have done this yesterday. But I think there is one question in Detroit right now, the most pressing sports question in Detroit right now. Do any of you in listener land have an idea of what I'm thinking? Do any of you have an idea of what question that would be? And it's a question that, well, I think it's going to generate some heated discussion. I don't even know if the guys on my show have an idea what question this is.
Is it a question about the weather for opening day on Thursday?
No, absolutely not.
Something about the Red Wings and how they've been playing.
Now you're getting somewhere. The question is simple. What the hell are the Red Wings doing? Does anyone want to help me with this? I actually contemplated jerking the wheel of my vehicle Saturday as I listened to Pat Caputo opine about how nice it is to see the young players playing well. And I'm going, Pat, you dullard, you can't say that. The Wings have decided to play the best hockey they've played all season and in concert destroy their lottery odds. Before winning, what is it now, 6 of 7, inexplicably, hadn't played that way since November. They had the number 2 odds in the draft. Perfect. Perfect. Young guys had played. We'd seen some development. And the team was utterly regrettable. Perfect. Lots of close losses. That's good, too. Currently, in this 7-game boondoggle where they're winning for no reason, the Wings now have gone from the second-best odds in the Jack Hughes sweepstakes to the 5th-best odds. And if they're not careful, they could find themselves passed by the New York Rangers. What the hell are they doing? I mean, there's no question in Detroit right now that even rivals this in sports. Like, what are the Tigers doing? Well, they're rebuilding. Well, what are the Pistons doing? They're chasing their tail. Well, what are the Lions doing? They're trying to build a great defense. The Wings? The Wings are destroying themselves. They're absolutely destroying themselves. Winning a collection of meaningless games at the absolute worst time. What the F are you doing? We all are fine with the pain. We're fine with the losing. you had the second best odds in the Lose for Hughes sweepstakes. You now need a prayer to get him. What have you done? 248-539-9797. I need to sound the bat signal out. I need to get our hockey people involved. Look, you may not like tanking. You may not agree with tanking. But even you, as you head to the last 10 games of a season, even you had to know winning was bad. You're not going to come on the air and sell me that this is a positive, are you? Because I heard a couple of ding-dongs on Saturday on the Firesides with Caputo show. Try to sell that deal. You can't. If you don't like tanking, you don't like losing, I get it. I get it in November and December and January and February, but now, come on, by March? Certainly by mid-March? Who are we kidding here? You needed this team to lose. They are destroying their lottery odds. I don't know a lot of Red Wing fans in my life, but I know two big ones, and they are livid with what they're seeing. And I don't want to hear about, well, they're playing a lot of kids, but the kids are playing. I don't care. I don't care what you have to do as an organization short of putting eye drops in your players' food and you have to forfeit because they all have uncontrollable explosive diarrhea. You cannot do what the Wings are doing right now. They were right there in the Lose for Hughes sweepstakes. They were right there that the consolation prize and getting the number two pick for this Finnish kid everyone's going crazy for. They were right there. Then you go and win, what, 6 out of 7? Why? What are you doing? It's insanity. It's total insanity.
It's actually 7 of their last 8.
7 of 8. They haven't played that level of hockey this year. The best part, 5 out of 6 they hadn't done since November. You had the second best odds before this started. Why? Sell me on why this matters to you. Like, I can't believe you're going to call up and tell me, no, this is good. I'll trade Jack Hughes. For what? Faux development in an 8-game stretch? You had 80 games to develop. I got everything I needed. The next time I care about development, that'll be October. 248-539-9797. I personally, if I were a diehard Red Wing fan, I'd be banging my head off the wall. You got a chance to get a foundational piece. Now, you still got a chance, but it's nowhere near as good of a chance. I'd be livid. Two buddies of mine who love hockey, God, are furious with this. Furious. I can't understand how. And look, people are looking. Guppies are lining up right now. They like it. Okay. What is it with fans that they just don't get how this works?
Well, look, I understand the fans' frustration. Here's the thing, though, Mike. I don't necessarily think that momentum carries over from season to season.
No, it doesn't. But, it doesn't.
But here's what I'll say. The crazy thing is that I don't know what the solution is, because they're playing all these kids. They're playing guys from the street, and these kids are just playing hard and winning these games. So, obviously, we talk about it with tanking, how it's more of you put a lineup out that can't really win. They're trying to do that, yet these kids are still playing good enough to win. So it's like, sure, you can be frustrated, but they're obviously not going to tell these guys not to play. So with the exception of just sitting down Dylan Larkin, sitting down Anthony Mantha, sitting down these guys and just shutting them down the rest of the year, it seems like they are trying to put a product out there that's not going to win, but they somehow are winning all these games.
Well, then try harder to lose. In the last 10 games of the season, there's no purpose to this. None. None. The idea that it'll carry over to next year? Nonsense. It's a folly. It's a fantasy. It doesn't. Teams that win the cup miss the playoffs. Teams that miss the playoffs make the play. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to it. Hey, if you wanted to be excited about the Wings doing this in January, I might be able to live with it. Now, not me personally. I have a different philosophy with all of this. My philosophy is simple. You had the second best odds at a guy that people are saying is one of the special talents. It's a really good player in Jack Hughes. Or even this Kuko Kaka kid or whatever his name is. What are you doing?
Well, the thing is, and they're winning because you got a lot of kids on this team that are fighting for a roster spot next season, right, too. So these kids, they get up to the show, and they're trying to ball out, and they're trying to really perform. And yeah, it's working because they're actually winning these
games. But it's killing.
It is.
It's killing the ability to take a quantum leap in your rebuild posture.
When you have a core that can possibly get there in a couple years, you're just trying to add to it.
Well, be interested. It's amazing to me some of the phone calls that we are getting, but I'll take them. I'm interested. I don't know how the brain works where this is a good thing, but okay, I'll listen. Can't wait to watch Jack Hughes in another city.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.